welcome to the Small Piper podcast. Now, it's been a very, very long time since I did a proper podcast, and I thought it's about time I sat down and wrote a new tune and recorded a new tune. So, this is the tune that I wrote a couple of days ago, and it's called Anna's March. And Anna is the daughter to a very old friend of mine. It's not that the friend's old, but we've known each other for a very long time. Anyway, so this is a march, and it goes a little bit like this. So here is a version that I've just recorded, complete ensemble, not the usual lineup. I've been learning a few more instruments in the time that I've not been podcasting, including the Swedish keyed fiddle and the Swedish sitra. The sitra is a zither-like instrument. It's a little bit, if you can imagine, an auto harp, but it's in a box and you put it on a table, or this is on my lap as it happened, and I'm kind of strumming the strings, and the strings are arranged in chord groups. So I've got my three chords, D, A, and E, which I'm using, and they're like next to each other. And it's quite tricky to play. It's a very simple concept, but I'm not very good at it because I've not had it for very long. So I'm literally just strumming and strumming to try and keep up. So this is it. This is Anna's March. 1, 2, 3, 4. The first two bars, and I'm going to count 1, 2, 2, 2, and then in, and we come in on sort of the half count. You'll see what I mean. Here it is. 1, 2, 2, 2, and again. 1, 2. And bars 3 and 4. 1, 2, 2, 2. And again, 1, 2, 2, 2. And then bars 3 and 4 are the same as bars 1 and 2. 1, 2, 2, 2. Got the hang of the timing there, so I'm only going to do 1, 2. So here are bars 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Here's bars 5, 6, 7, and 8. 1, 2. And again. 1, 2. And now all the way through the A part, the first part, without stopping, with repeat. One, two. For the B part, so here's bars 1 and 2 of the B part. 1, 2. And again, 1, 2. And now bars 3 and 4 of the B part. 1, 2. So here it is again. 1, 2. And now bars 5 and 6. 1, 2. And again. 1, 2. And bars 7 and 8 are the same as the 7 and 8 in the A part. 1, 2. And again, 1, 2. And here are bars 1, 2, 3, 4 of the B part. 1, 2. And bars 5, 6, 7 and 8 of the B part. 1, 2. And again. 1, 2. And now for the B part, all the way through, no stopping, with repeat. 1, 2. Through the whole tune, nice and slowly. 1, 2. Here's a version of the tune with a harmony part, because there's two pipe parts that I've written. This is your chance to play along with the track without the tune going on. Here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Enjoyed that little tune, Anna's March, nice little easy tune for you to learn. Now, I do play it with some doublings in there. So let me just talk you through some of the doublings and you can decide whether or not to play them as doublings or not. I don't really mind. We've got high A doubling. So I'm swiping my thumb down. Like that. And then I'm going into a C doubling. You can hear it just adds a little bubble to the note there. If you want to put that in, then that makes for a nice variation. It's completely up to you. So I hope you've enjoyed the tune. Hopefully I'll write another one soon and I'll be able to play the citra better rather than just going clunky, clunky, clunky. We shall see. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.